Episode 1297, Chance Favors the Prepared Mind.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy day. I pray that you have woken up on the right side of the bed. It is Mindset Monday, and it's all about chance favors the prepared mind. Are you prepared for this week? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, how do you get what you want out of life? I know, the million-dollar question, isn't it? Chance favors the prepared mind. A man with such preparedness himself, Louis Pasteur, he said it. Over a century ago, he spoke this quote, not because they were just words placed together, but he lived it out in his research. His findings were not discovered by accident or by chance. It was deliberate preparation. Chance favors the prepared mind. But change is difficult. It's very difficult. Seeking and adopting different habits so you can reach your goals, it challenges what you want in life daily. What have you been working on changing? What would change your life if you took the time for some change? What would happen if you actually put some effort towards it? If only it was a blink of an eye where you could make a change and make it stick, it would be fabulous. But it is Monday, and maybe you rolled over and hit snooze too many times today. Already your opportunity for change is going away because of the decisions that you've made, the lack of preparation. Chance favors the prepared mind. Are you living by chance, just hoping everything is going to come together and it will stick like glue? Or are you really trying to be methodical, having a processes in what you want to accomplish in your life? Chance favors the prepared mind. You want to take a chance and make a choice to make a change. It all starts with a prepared mind. Preparation is action. It's time to take aim and prepare to stick it. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Prepare to stick it. Have you ever watched the Olympics? Okay, I'm bringing up the Olympics because gymnastics is like out of this world awesome. And at the end of their quote unquote performance, what they're showing for their skills, they have to make a landing, whether it's coming off of the bars, the balance beam, the floor routine. It's all about what? Sticking it. We can learn a lot from gymnasts. You know, Louis Pasteur, he was one who really made sure that his discoveries, his findings were all about what? Preparation. It was all logs after logs of like, oh, this answered this and wait, this answered that again, which answered this, which means that yes, definitely this will happen. And then he could prove it over and over again. He could repeat it over and over and over again. Chance favors the prepared mind, which means what? You have to have preparation in order to get to where you want to go, which means you have to be willing to take action. Be prepared to stick it. Just like gymnasts do. You need to stick it daily. So what does that really look like? We're going to break it down. S-T-I-C-K is how we're going to do it. Number one, S. Simplify the basics. Don't overcomplicate things. You do that enough in your life. If you have children, things are way overcomplicated. If you have a husband, okay, that's for another episode, but they too are complicated. So why not just simplify the basics? Answer this question. What is the core thing you want to change? The core of it, the heart of the matter that you want to change. Not everything else around it, the core of it. For you, maybe, let's just use an example because it's an easy one. If you want to get healthy in regards to your weight or leaning up in muscle, either one of those, okay? When you are looking at that, you've got primarily, there's a lot of other things involved, but we're looking at the core. Primarily what? Abs are made in the kitchen, which means nutrition. And then you also have what? Your functionality to what? To exercise, your fitness. Are you actually moving like you need to be? Now, are there other areas? Yes, but those are like the bare basics, the core. So for you, if you were to look at just those two things, where would you need to focus? What would be the core? If you say nutrition, great. What about nutrition? Go deeper with it. If you just say nutrition, oh my goodness, how much is involved in the overall word of nutrition? A lot. You could be talking about a specific drink. You could be talking about the food, maybe the preparation of the food, how you cook it. There's a lot that comes to nutrition. I'm saying the core. For me, let me give you an example. It's called sugar. Oh, yes, I love sugar. It hates me. I have a love-hate relationship with sugar. But if I want to get to the core to my nutrition, it would be sugar. And that is where I would need to start. Yes, that doesn't mean exercise in my functionality of movement is not important, but right now at the very beginning to simplify the basics, it comes down to sugar. What is it for you and what you want to change? Are you wanting to change your career? Think about this. You may be thinking, oh my gosh, okay, I want to change my career. Well, that means I want to stay at home, so I have to quit my job, but then I have to have so much income in order to do this. So really, what is at the core? Is it that you need to have a certain amount of finances coming in? Then maybe that's where you need to start. How can you continue those finances when you're creating a change? It's the bridge. It's a transition. Do you see it happening here? Simplify the basics. Stick it. Number two, trim off the excess. Let go of what is too much. Let go of what's wasting your time and let go of all the distractions. Turn off the TV. You don't need to be in your social media feed unless if it's doing what? Feeding the basics. Feeding number one, right? Simplify the basics. You're going to the core. So you got to trim off the excess. This may be a new season for you in life. If you're in a new season in life, that means you're going to have to let some other things go in your life. Now, it's kind of hard to get rid of your children. It might be nice at moments, but you can't kick them out. Sorry. Okay, maybe if they're 32, that's for another episode. But overall, we know we can't get rid of the kids, and really, we need to love on our hubby. So that leaves you with what? Trimming off other things that you're involved in. Maybe you're in a women's group at church and you don't realize it, but when you sit down and you start looking at everything that you're doing, you're putting in like 10 to 12 hours a week. Not that that isn't really important, but hold on here. If you really want to make a change, whether it's reaching a particular goal, you're going to lose weight, whatever it is, you may have to go through a season where you need to close that door right now and say, I love you girls, but I cannot be here. This is not my season in life. When God opens the door for me, I will return. But for right now, I need to focus on whatever it is. There's no need for you to apologize. This is your life and you need to do what you can control. So trim off the excess. Let go of what you have too much of. If you are really disturbed by social media, meaning that you spend maybe an extra 20 minutes on the toilet because you're sitting there with your phone flipping through it, come on, be honest. And if you do that two or three times a day, you've just added up an hour to an hour and a half of time that's wasted, not going to the bathroom, eliminating your waste, but wasted as in you probably could have gone a lot faster and done something else. You're gaining more time. The whole idea here is to gain more specific time. in what you want to accomplish and not adding to more of the fluff in your life. That can come at a later date. Simplify the basics. Trim off the excess. Number three, implement a plan or process. You got to implement something, right? So you have to put it into action. Preparation is action. What will work for you? Let's go back to losing the weight, leaning out. When you are looking at becoming healthier, let's use that term. For me, we were talking about nutrition, right? My core is sugar. Implementing a plan or process. Well, probably what do I need to do immediately? Less sugar for my body, right? I need to figure out what I need to eat. So maybe for me, it's just sitting down going, okay, what do I get on my menu of choice every single day? What does it look like? And maybe I literally have to spell it out for the first day, the second day, the third day. Maybe it goes for a whole week. And then I come back and I say, okay, after that week's going to be done, I'm going to come back and say, this is what I really loved. And this is where I felt the best because I kept a food journal. And when I ate these foods, man, I was on fire. I had energy. It gave me just that kick of where I needed to be. Okay, this is what I need to do. And then you tweak that plan or process. But for you, if it's not sugar and you don't have a problem with that, and maybe it's fried foods, you're going to implement a different plan. So you have to do what works for you, but it takes a plan. Number four, C, you then have to commit to that plan or process. It's not just about deciding. That's what you're doing when you implement a plan. But you have to commit to it. Do you know how tempting it is to eat sugar every single day? Whether I like it or not, it's in my face all the time. My children, they still have it. My husband, he still gets it. But me, no, I don't. We're on vacation right now. We're enjoying our time as a family. And guess what? I have been such a good girl. I have been staying away from temptation, even though they all order the best shakes from the best restaurant ever, and all I get is water with lime and lemon. Now, I can sit there and feel sorry for myself, or I can say what? No. I'm implementing a plan, and I'm doing what? I'm committing to it, and that's what I'm doing. It's not about, oh, well, okay, I'm just going to kind of dance around it and I'll pretend to do it most of the time. No, you have to commit to it. Preparation is actions. It's not about just your thoughts. You can think about all the time you want to eat healthier, but if you're not putting it into action, is it making a difference? No. So how are you going to make it work for you? If you want to be in a different job, you want a different career, and you know that finances are an issue. You know you have to bring in, let's say, $500 actual money. That's after taxes, etc. You need $500 in your hand. You need to come up with a transition plan, right? To be able to get that $500 as you begin to transition into your new career. There's nothing wrong with that. But you have to continually do that and commit to it, not just, oh, well, today I just really don't feel like it and, oh, so I'm just not going to do anything. Well, then you're going to be an extra day short of getting to what your goal, which is that $500 needed to get to where you want to go. So you got to commit to the plan, to the process. And finally, number five, it's the K. And it's the kickstart with one step at a time. We're looking at too much in our lives. We are bombarded by information overload all the time. So much is coming at us. If you were to put yourself in the middle of a totally open field, okay, there's nothing around you. Okay, maybe the dirt at your feet. Maybe there are houses around you, but they're like hundreds of miles away from you. So from where your eye can see, there's nothing. It's just open land, no matter how you look at it. 380 degrees around you, you see nothing except when the sun rises and the sun sets. You need to understand that you need to do one thing at a time, not the 101,000 things that are thrown at you a day. Because that's what happens. We're distracted. We turn on the TV. There's how many commercials in between, on average 4 or 5 in between the shows. And if you are watching an hour show, there's what, at least I think 5 or 6 commercial sets. Do you know how much information that you were just bombarded at? And that's not even the information that you want thrown at you. And you go to your social media feed. You've got Facebook. You want to look at some of that stuff, but what else is there? Ads. You've got sponsorship stuff. You've got all the stuff that's thrown at you. You didn't ask for it, but it's there. Do you see how we can just kind of get bombarded with everything and not able to focus on the one thing? It's not about the thousands of things we're doing. It's about the one thing. Do one thing a day. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Prepare to stick it. You want change, you have to be willing to take aim. Action ignites motivation. Preparation comes from what? A prepared mind, meaning that you have taken steps to get to where you want to go. It would be nice if you were a witch, wouldn't it? And you could just wiggle your nose and say, here I am, and all this is going to be great. Or you could say, oh, but I'm just going to win the Powerball or the Mega Millions and all my troubles will go away. No, they won't. You'll just have other problems that will come your way. The thing is, here in our life and in what we do, God wants us to do what we can control. You can only control you. I can only control me. So you're wanting something different in your life. You want to get to where you want to go and really figure out what you want out of life, then you have to be willing to take a chance to make a change. And that means chance favors the prepared mind. Are you ready to take action on that today? Because it's what you want. I'm not forcing what I want on you. This is what you want. This is your dream. Now, if it's not your dream, well, then stop dreaming it and stop driving yourself crazy. If your dreams are changing, then great. Go on, move on from that. But if you're wanting something different in your life, whether you're building a business, whether you're building a stronger marriage, whether you're trying to save up for next year's vacation, or even this year's coming up Christmas. Maybe you want to have this spectacular Christmas this year. And you've got to already start putting in process how you're going to make that happen, because money doesn't grow on trees. So what does it look like? You got to break it down. Prepare to stick it. Are you ready to do that with you? Maybe you want some help with it. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation with your complimentary free coaching call. I'm waiting here for you, but you have to be willing to take action. Chance favors the prepared mind. A lot of people ask, really, what is mindset? It's preparation for what you want, where you're going. I take it a step further. I believe it's more than just, okay, these are where my thoughts are floating kind of and all of that. It's the mind, body, and spirit. It's all of it connected. And for me, that means, yes, my spirituality is included in that, my faith. And I believe that when you go and you want to stick it in life, you want to land that final dismount and you're like, yes, I did it. You got to prepare to stick it. And you've got to be ready when God calls you. Maybe you have that dream, that gut-wrenching nudge that just won't go away. You have to ready yourself. You have to prepare to stick it. That's what we're called to do in everything in our life. Are you ready to do it today? I know you are. You just have to be willing to take the first step. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you, and take that one step that leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.